It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the
most. Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I really thank each of you for listening today. So let's welcome Wendy Cates Dancer as our co-host. You know, Wendy is a registered nurse, a nutrition educator, and has over 30 years, I keep saying 30 years of experience really helping people feel better. Right, Wendy? Yeah,
exactly. Exactly, Dar. It's great to be here. I'm also excited about our show today. We are talking about beef. It's what's for dinner. It may surprise you that we are actually recommending beef for dinner.
I know so many of our clients, they come in and they're afraid to eat beef because, you know, for so many years, people have been led to believe that there's something wrong with beef.
Beef is bad. Yeah.
Yes.
So if you love beef, stay tuned because we have a beef expert on our show today.
So all you men,
all
stay
the men,
tuned.
Yeah. And get your paper and pencil out, too, because we're going to have a great recipe for you to write down to do the grilling. And we know that the men love to do the grilling,
right?
Mm-hmm. So let's welcome Cassie Wienus to the show. She's a licensed dietitian and nutrition educator.
And actually, I'm really happy to welcome Cassie to the show today. But I also am very happy to welcome her to the staff at Nutritional Weight and Wellness. And people have really liked working with you. And it's kind of neat to have somebody that's a beef expert also, besides being a great nutritionist.
I know that's the reason you hired her, Dar.
Well.
Okay. So, thank you, ladies, for the warm welcome. Just to give a little bit on my background, my beef background really goes back to my childhood. I was raised on a cattle ranch in North Dakota, and I was involved in the day-to-day.
That's actually why I hired her.
North Dakota?
She was raised on a ranch.
On a ranch, on a farm. Yep, we had that in common right from the start. And Dar, probably just like you, I was involved in the day-to-day work.
Exactly.
The only time we really got a day off was when it rained. So I got my beef background started very early. And then when I graduated from college with a degree in nutrition, I really wanted to continue to promote that industry that my dad and my brother still work in today. So I took my first job working in nutrition communications for the Missouri Beef Council. And it was really there that I began to use the phrase, beef is nature's multivitamin. And I strongly believe this. And now working at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, I say it all the time to my clients.
I absolutely love that statement. Don't you?
I do.
Beef is nature's multivitamin.
So how, you know, let's ask this question. How much beef do we need to eat for it to be considered a nature's multivitamin, Cassie?
Well, when you look at just a small 3-ounce serving, and to give listeners kind of a visual of what that is, that's about the size of a deck of cards.
It's not very much.
Not very much, no, compared to what I'm used to seeing people eat. That small of an amount, 3 ounces, will give you 39% of your daily needs for zinc.
And we know, Wendy, we teach this in class all the time, that I think it's something like 82% of the population
is
low on zinc, aren't they?
Exactly, exactly. And we need zinc for so many things. We need zinc to actually have healthy skin. It reduces the risk of acne, and it's important for our immune function. And it even helps with to maintain our taste and smell. And we want to smell those steaks cooking on the grill, don't we?
Yes. And another interesting fact about beef is that just one of those small servings has 37% of our vitamin B12 needs. And this makes sense because when you think about it, oftentimes we hear about vegetarians becoming deficient in B12, and they're usually told to supplement with a B12 vitamin. And everybody wants plenty of B12 because it helps to give us energy, and it's needed for good brain health, too.
So another interesting fact is beef also supplies, you know, an ample amount of B6, niacin, and iron. And often we find women are low on iron, don't we?
Right, exactly. We do. And selenium, which is actually an important anti-cancer supplement, about 200 micrograms of selenium is very important to reduce the risk of many types of cancer.
So beef is really important nutrient that we can easily put into our eating plan without much trouble, isn't it, Cassie?
It sure is. And getting back to that selenium piece, just a small 3-ounce serving is going to give you half of that amount that Wendy recommended. A 3-ounce serving of beef has 100 micrograms of selenium.
So beef really packs a punch in the vitamin and mineral department, but still people shy away from eating beef.
Well, you know, we always hear this all the time from clients. It's high in saturated fat and it's going to make my cholesterol go up.
Yep.
And, you know, they're always hearing it from, I'm not quite sure who they're hearing it from, but it's kind of that myth, I guess is better to call it a myth, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's out there.
I think so.
Misconception,
yeah.
Maybe. Well, a few facts to help make eating beef guilt-free for our listeners. First of all, most people don't realize that there are 29 cuts of beef that have about the same fat and saturated fat as chicken.
Kathy, I grew up on a farm, and I didn't even know there were 29 cuts of beef, let alone 29 that are lean as chicken. I mean, isn't that amazing?
That's absolutely amazing. As listeners, I bet you are saying to yourselves, where is this beef expert from? I've never been told this information. Not only is beef lean, but it is high in nutrients. Let's learn more.
Well, if you look at those 29 cuts of beef that I just mentioned, they meet the USDA's labeling guidelines for lean, and they contain monounsaturated fats. And people usually think of the monounsaturated fats as the heart-healthy fats.
Olive oil.
Yeah. Cassie, say that one more time. You know, what does it contain?
Monounsaturated heart-healthy fats. We find it in beef. Actually, about half of the fat in beef is the monounsaturated or the heart healthy, like you said, Wendy, that we find in olive oil. A little less than half is made up of saturated fat, and then the remaining fat in beef is polyunsaturated, like we find in almonds.
And our nuts. So
yeah. I think those are interesting facts that most people have no idea that those are the three different fats that are in beef. It's amazing.
And it is amazing. It is amazing to look at the facts and like we're always doing on the show, to actually connect the dots between what we put in our mouth and nutrition. And we know in connecting those dots that we need all three of those fats to make up a healthy cell membrane. I remember Mary Enning, our queen of fats, she's the renowned researcher on fats and oils, telling us that cell membranes have at least 50% saturated fats. Saturated fats give our cell membranes the structure that they need.
And we really want healthy structures.
Healthy cells.
Healthy cells. Because, again, when you think about that, healthy cell structures actually help prevent things leaking into your cells, and the things that leak into your cells could be cancer. So it is really important to have good, healthy cell structures all the time.
Exactly.
You know, I think another misconception that people have is that dietary fat makes you puts fat on your body.
We just had that huge discussion in class this morning from people that didn't believe me about the fat. But my doctor is saying this and my dietitian is saying that. No offense, Cassie, but
that's all right. That's all right. I'm a weight and wellness dietitian. That's a little different.
Oh, good. So, again, the fat that we eat, healthy fat. Now, I'm not talking about trans fats.
Right.
I'm talking about healthy fat like saturated fat, monounsaturated fat, healthy polyunsaturated fats do not put fat on our bodies.
And we know that, don't we, from clinical experience. It's just not the case that fat makes us fat.
Absolutely not. You know, and I think that we keep having to tell people that, like you said, in class this morning. We have to tell people that, and we also have to quote research an awful lot of times over this.
Mm-hmm.
And we do, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We do, and we're going to do that right now.
Okay.
Research tells us over and over that more than 90% of the population gain weight not from eating fat, but eating too many carbohydrates, especially the processed carbohydrates like muffins, chips, and drinking sodas. These are the real fat-making culprits.
So, you know, as listeners, just think about what you had for breakfast. And if you went out and had those pancakes with that big bunch of syrup on top.
Yeah.
And the margarine, which is a trans fat. So So you had a lot of sugar and trans fat. You probably gained 5 pounds.
Yeah, probably. Or how about a bagel? Those people that are eating no fat, you know, a bagel with low fat cream cheese and a glass of skim milk.
Yes.
That's scary.
You could have had some beef or other high quality protein.
Steak and eggs.
You know, those high quality types of proteins, both the steak and the eggs, increase our metabolism and help us to lose weight.
I know that people are going, what? I can't believe this. But again, recent research suggests that the key to burning fat and maintaining muscle is found in protein-rich animal foods like beef. So a researcher by the name of Dr. Donald Lehman reported his finding in the Journal of Nutrition in February of 2003. He found that protein high in an amino acid that's called leucine helps to maintain muscle and reduces body fat. That's the beef stuff.
That's the beef stuff. And he actually found that this amino acid called leucine has a unique ability to help burn fat, but not muscle. And we all know that the more muscle we have, the more calories we burn.
That's right. And in fact, for every pound of fat that we have underneath our skin, we need only 2 calories a day to maintain our weight.
But just say that
again.
Whoa.
Isn't that interesting? I like to use that with clients. For every pound of fat that we have underneath our skin, if we were just going to sit all day and do absolutely nothing, we need 2 calories to maintain our weight for every pound of fat.
That's just looking at food.
Yeah, seriously.
Right, exactly.
But for every pound of muscle that we have underneath our skin, we actually need 35 calories a day or we start to lose weight.
You know what? I think 35 calories would probably, if we went up and down the stairs at the St. Paul office, would be probably 5 times. If we went up and down those steps 5 times, we would burn 35 calories. That's a lot of, you know.
Yeah, it is. It is. So let's have lots of muscle. Well, it's time to take a break. But before we go, I want to remind listeners that when it comes to choosing proteins, they are not all created equal. Animal protein like beef is a complete high-quality protein that has all the building blocks needed to build and maintain muscle mass or healthy immune system or create good moods. And we'll be right back to talk about all of that.
You're not sure that you love me, but you're not sure enough to let me go. Baby, it ain't fair, you know, to just keep me hanging around. You say you
Well, welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. Our topic today is beef and the many benefits it provides. I'm Darlene Kavis, licensed nutritionist. Our co-host is Wendy Cates Dancer, registered nurse and nutrition counselor. And joining us today is Cassie Wienus, licensed dietitian and our expert on the nutrition that beef provides. And if you're listeners today and you have questions for us, give us a call. It is 651-641-1071. And it may be questions about beef, but it might be other nutritional questions.
Maybe increasing
questions.
Your metabolism, or how do I get more nutrient-dense foods in my diet? We love those questions. So before we went on break, we were actually talking about the difference between fat and muscle and the amount of calories that they burn, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Cassie, if I was hearing you correctly, basically you said what we're implying here, what's the truth, is that beef actually helps stimulate the metabolism by actually keeping the muscle mass and allowing the body to burn body fat. Correct.
Exactly. And for those listeners that like a little more details with some of the statements that we're saying, when you look at some of the research that Dr. Donald Lehman did, one of his key research studies was when he took 2 different groups of middle-aged women. Both groups he put on 1,700-calorie meal plans or diets, if you want to call it that. But the difference was one group had to eat 125 grams of high-quality protein a day, which comes out to about 18 ounces of protein. The other group only got to eat 65 grams of protein a day, or about 9 ounces.
So, you know, Cassie, as we look at this, 18 ounces of protein, it seems like quite a bit of protein, doesn't it?
To some people.
It depends.
Not us three, but probably to the population.
So what happened to the, you know, the different when to these two groups?
Well, after 10 weeks, they reevaluated, and each group had lost weight on a 1,700-calorie meal plan, but the higher protein group lost twice as much fat and retained their muscle mass.
Twice as much?
Wow. What I find more intriguing is that 4 months later, the higher protein group continued to lose weight, while the lower protein group had plateaued and lost no additional weight. Now, that's fascinating.
You know, our personalized weight loss plans at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, you know, very closely follows the 14 to 16 ounces of protein per day recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
We know that people need that much. And I have a couple of success stories that happened last week. I had Joanne.
You always have a success story, Dar.
I do.
Every week. Isn't it wonderful?
Every time. I mean, I have clients that come back. Now, Joanne lost 40 pounds just following this kind of an eating plan. You know, she ate beef, she ate good food, and she lost 40 pounds in 4 months. And one of the things she said to me is, I was never hungry.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Never hungry.
That's what's so nice about it, is no hunger, no cravings.
And then the next day I had another client that came back, a gentleman, and he had been on the program for 1 month. He says, I can't believe how great I feel. And he had also lost 17 pounds. And he was eating all day long, and he had it scheduled. He knew exactly what he was doing. I just, like, methodical.
Mm-hmm.
But he's all over. He has a job that he's all over town and doing lots of different things. But, again, eating enough food, the right kind of food, works very well for people.
And didn't you say he had less aches and pains and a lot more energy, too? I mean, what a plus for eating protein and eating in balance. So protein, especially beef, is important for our metabolism, but we also know that it's important for a healthy immune system. But before we talk about immune systems and get into that conversation, Cassie, you have a great recipe for us, don't you?
Well, I have a lot of them, but we probably don't have time for all of them. So yeah, I have one that I want to share. It's a simple recipe that I love to make in the spring and the summer when it's really the height of grilling season. It's called balsamic marinated sirloin.
Sounds great for already.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Now, if you're driving, please don't try to write this down. But if you're at home and want to grab a pen, the ingredients are pretty simple. You'll need 1 1/4 pounds of tip sirloin steak, 1/4 cup of balsamic vinegar, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 tablespoon of chopped fresh basil, 1 1/2 teaspoons of Dijon-style mustard, 1 clove of garlic crushed, and 1/2 teaspoon sugar. And all you do is combine all of those ingredients except the steak, and this is what makes up your balsamic marinade. And then take 1/3 cup of that marinade and marinate your beef steaks for about 30 minutes and then put them on the grill. I like to grill mine over medium heat. I grill mine for about 20 minutes, turning it in between, and that'll get you to a medium rare to medium doneness. So you get a steak that is just melt in your mouth, delicious, hot from the grill. And if you want, what I like to do with the remaining marinade is baste your vegetables in it. Asparagus.
Oh, great. Sounds
yeah,
like a good...
asparagus is one that's especially tasty using that balsamic marinade.
So, Cassie, I know that we have a lot of clients that listen to us and a lot of people that are in Overeaters Anonymous. And one of the rules in Overeaters Anonymous is not to eat sugar. So this recipe has got 1/2 teaspoon of sugar in it. So, I know at my house, what I would do is rather using sugar, I would probably put in a little maple syrup.
And I would just leave the sugar out
okay.
myself.
The other option would be maybe just a tiny sprinkle of stevia.
Vegetable glycerin.
I think stevia, yeah. I haven't used vegetable glycerin yet, but stevia, and for those listeners that don't know, that's a natural plant sweetener that you can find in most all grocery stores. But I think that would work fine. Or that was my thought, Wendy, too, is I bet you could leave that out and it would taste just fine. I mean, it's really the beef.
Right.
When you think of chicken, and I'm not bashing chicken, but it really takes on the flavor of whatever you marinated in. But beef in and of itself has such a good flavor. So I think you could leave it out, too.
So do you have any other kind of cooking tips on this, Cassie, as far as making it perfect?
Yes. One of my sort of pet peeves is that people often will overcook their beef. And so,
oh, that's not good.
No, because it gets to be very chewy and then they have a bad experience and they think that they don't like beef when really they just didn't cook it quite right. So my recommendation is to always use a beef thermometer, especially if you're cooking steak, because that's really the only way you can be sure that you don't overcook it.
Okay, that sounds great.
So we actually have a couple of callers. So should we take a couple calls?
Sure. One of the things, before we take that call, you know, if, Cassie, I think we talked about this before the show, we're going to put it up on our website. Is that right?
Yes. If you give us a couple days, we will have that recipe. It actually comes from one of my favorite cookbooks called America's Favorite Beef Recipes, which you can buy from the Minnesota Beef Council, but it will be up on our website in a couple days.
Okay, well, can you believe it's time to take a break again? Remember to choose your calories by the company they keep. A 3-ounce serving of beef gives you less than 10% of your daily calorie needs, yet it supplies more than 20% of our B vitamins, 40% of our zinc, and we'll be right back with Dishing Up Nutrition.
Sarah, did you hear about the new diet to drop 2 dress sizes in 2 weeks?
Ugh, I'm so sick of hearing about new diets that you can lose all this weight only to gain back more. Remember when we tried the cabbage soup diet? Yuck, the smell of cooked cabbage still gets to me.
I do need to lose weight, but I wish there was a plan to keep it off and do it healthy. Haven't we tried everything out there?
Feels like it. Hey, I listened to that show on FM 107. It's called Dishing Up Nutrition, and I heard them talking about a weight and wellness series.
Oh, yeah, I like that show. Too. I learned a lot from tuning in, and my favorite part is that they don't believe in dieting either.
Given our track records of diets, I'd have to say that I believe that too. Low fat, low carb, I'm sick of them all. I end up tired, I'm cranky, and I'm regaining any weight I lose.
If you're sick of all those fad diets or losing weight only to gain it all back and then some, call Nutritional Weight and Wellness and sign up for their 6-week classes at 651-699-3438. That's 651-699-3438. Or log on to weightandwellness.com.
Well, I wonder what it's like to be the rainmaker. I wonder what it's like to know that I made the rain.
Well, welcome back. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. Our topic today is beef. And when we left, you know, before break, which comes too soon.
Way too soon.
We were in the middle of talking about the nutritional benefits of a small serving of beef. And I know we've got lots of callers, but if you have a question on beef or other nutritional questions, just give us a call. It's 641-651-641-0171. We'll get there.
It's 1071.
1071. Did I say that wrong?
You said, yeah.
Oh.
So let me just repeat that. 651. Six, give her some beef, Cassie. 651-641-1071. So here we go.
We got some callers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chris, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi.
Hi.
I attended an open house when Kevin Berger was hosting.
Oh, mm-hmm. Great.
And you have a powerful message.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, and my question is about, I've got a book called Eat Right for Your Type, and it's about four blood types.
Yes.
And I have A+. It says A should not eat beef, and O should eat beef.
Well, you know what? Personally, I'm an A blood type, too.
Yeah.
And I think some of his theories in that book are good, but it sure doesn't hit for people that are A blood type, and especially if you're a person that has a bit of stress or you need a healthy immune system, I actually need to eat beef a couple of times a week at least.
Mm-hmm.
I do it more often, and I feel great. So, you know, I think you have to just take the good parts out of a book and leave the rest, because it just doesn't fit for everybody.
Okay.
And, you know, one of the things, the way I interpret that is blood type A people can possibly be vegetarian.
That's what it says in the book.
Yes, it does.
If they have no stress in their life.
Yeah.
Or if they've got a perfect immune system, or they don't have any depression, or all those things. And then it's perfect.
Yeah. Or they're not eating a standard American diet.
Yeah.
And they've been doing this forever, and then it works fine for those people.
Yes. Okay. I get you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Dar.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And we have another caller, Wendy?
Yes, we do. It's now let me see if I can say this right. Noemia?
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Yep.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Am I in the show already?
Okay. You are. You're on.
Okay, good, good. Okay, my question is, I have a lot of friends who kind of went away from beef due to all those hormones and things like that. So my question is let's say I cannot afford the organic meat or the meat without those hormones or antibiotics. Should I still be eating beef? Would I still be benefiting from them? Or should I maybe stay away from it and just eat if it's organic?
Well, let me give you my opinion, and then we'll just kind of go around Robin here. You know, I think even eating beef that is not organic is still good for you, and it's going to support your immune system because it's going to have zinc in it, right? So logically, yeah, it's going to make a difference, and it's going to be beneficial for you. Now, I think the other thing that you might look at is there's ways to buy good quality meat at a little less expensive price.
Much less, actually.
And so you buy it directly from the farmer.
Or you go to the farmer's market.
Right, which is directly from the farmer.
Yeah.
And often, like Linda on Farm on Wheels, I mean, her prices are very reasonable, and the beef is absolutely great. It's grass-fed. It's organic. It tastes great.
Yeah, so her ground beef isn't any more expensive than buying regular ground meat in the...
So I think that's another misconception that a lot of people have, that it's too expensive. And, you know, and you can work with, I mean, we're right here in Minnesota, you know, and we can get good quality foods at a reasonable price, right? I mean, I don't know if anybody else has any other opinions on this, but that would be my opinion anyway.
Well, my opinion would be, I just think that when I talk to people about buying organic or spending your dollars, it's like, it's really important to do as much of your money, your grocery spending, on your meat, because that is the high end of the food chain.
Right. I agree with you.
And then if you still couldn't afford that, then to at least get some extremely lean cuts of meat, because it's the fat that holds on to the bovine growth hormones and the antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that answered your question.
Yes,
that was a great question.
Thank you. My problem is that I usually leave to buy organic meat at the grocery store, the regular grocery store.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm always comparing things on sale with, you know, the organic.
Oh, yeah.
So I think if I would start buying meat from the farmer's market, it would be a, you know, a better idea. Thank you.
That's a great start.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Noemia.
Yep. Bye-bye.
So are we taking more calls, Wendy? Or what?
Well, I think we should, because all of our lines are lit up.
Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out here who is
next.
Okay, let's try. Is it Vila?
Yes.
Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes, Twyla.
Oh, Vila.
Yes.
Is it Twyla or Vila?
Twyla with a T.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Twyla, welcome to the show. Did you have a question for us?
Yes, I have a question. I like medium well steak, but every time I cook it at home, it's nasty and it's rubbery. So I was wondering how to cook it with, and I don't have a thermometer, but just how to know when it's done.
Dar's pointing at me, and I don't know if I'm the best one to answer, because I'm a huge advocate of cooking it to medium rare. I don't know, medium at most, because it does just melt in your mouth. So,
scared of the red.
Personally, I like it a little bit more done.
I know you do.
And I don't find that a problem. I think it's maybe because often I do use, you know, I watch it carefully so that I don't go over and make it too dry. And marinating it before. That's huge.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say, marinating it is.
If you can marinate it for at least 30 minutes before, if you're one that doesn't like to see the red, I mean, that for sure is going to help you to get a tender mouthfeel every time. But you might want, you know, thermometers really aren't very expensive. And I know the Minnesota Beef Council likes to give them away as you know, little goodies that help ensure that you cook your beef to the
can
right temperature.
She get a hat and an apron, too?
She
like
could
we
probably
have?
Get a hat and an apron like we're wearing in the studio. But yeah, I think you can get a thermometer for like $5 at Target, because that really, because you don't want to cut the steak open when it's on the grill and look on the inside, because then you're
I do that. I shouldn't do that.
Well,
I usually do it in the oven or the stove.
Okay.
I don't want the grill.
You know what? Marinate.
Yes, I agree. Marinate
it. Put some more moisture with it. So, okay.
Great.
Thank you so much.
I mean, that's a great question. Thank you very much for calling in.
Thanks, Twyla. Time for another break, but remember, listeners, for those who need more self-esteem, including animal proteins like beef, put some beef in your meals every day. We'll be right back with Dishing Up Nutrition.
How is your energy? Are you too tired to do more than just get by? Visualize how your life would look if you had abundant energy. What would change? More family time, more personal time, greater productivity. Perhaps you would exercise regularly, meet friends for dinner, or take that class that interests you. If a lack of energy is keeping you from enjoying the life you want to lead, think about your food choices. A diet high in processed food does not supply the nutrients important for good energy. Your body knows the difference. It needs real food and a balanced diet to run well. Nutritional Weight and Wellness understands the biochemistry of metabolism and energy. Their nutritionists look at your health, energy challenges, and lifestyle to create a personalized eating plan that will help you look and feel your best. If you want to re-energize your life, start by learning to eat in a way that creates vitality from the inside out. Visit NutritionalWeightAndWellness.com or call 651-699-3438 for information about individual consultations. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. And for those of you who are just joining us, our focus today is beef and its role in overall wellness. And I'm going to put that number out one more time. I know we have a lot of callers, and I know we're going to take them, but our number here is 651-641-1071, and I got it right this time, right, Wendy?
Yes, you did.
That little beef snack
I slipped you under the table.
We
slipped some beef jerky during the break. So are we ready to take calls,
yep,
then?
Yep, we sure are.
Okay. Barb, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hey, Barb.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hi. Did you have a question for us? You're on the air.
I was just wondering. I've lost about 79 pounds.
Wow.
And,
good job.
It's been kind of a long haul. I'm now working out, trying to firm myself up because I'm finding that I'm very flabby. And I'm just wondering if there's something in addition to that I can do with my diet that would help firm up the skin. I do take EFAs and some herbs and multivitamins and such, but would eating more protein help in that? Or
yes, definitely. If you Barb, if you started eating protein, you know, at least 5 times a day, and, you know, it can be anywhere from 2 to 4 ounces, and including beef in that every day, you will start making more muscle. And then not only do you take omega-3 fatty acids, you should take some omega-6 fatty acids called GLA, because that will help the skin become more elastic and will actually kind of be tighten up, basically. That's what I'm trying to say. You know,
That's what I need.
Yep.
How do you get omega-6?
It's a supplement that is in
borage oil,
or evening of primrose oil. It is very difficult to get enough omega-6, healthy omega-6, this is, in an activated omega-6 in food. So you almost have to get it for a supplement for what's going on with you. I mean, not everybody would need that, but what you're trying to accomplish, that's what you would need.
Yes, okay. I was told that by working out and doing weight training, that would stimulate, I think it's the human growth hormone that helps.
Well, you know, Wendy's a great one.
The firming of the skin, too.
Wendy is great for answering this because she's also a personal trainer.
Right, exactly. Okay. So, yes, Barb, that's exactly right. It with working out, especially lifting weights, is going to help you not only increase your muscle mass, but increase all those hormones that bring our bodies together, actually, and help. It's the best anti-aging thing that you can do, really, is to exercise, and then, of course, eat healthy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a combination of the two factors, the exercise and spreading your protein out through the day, making sure you're eating lots of vegetables, you know, and healthy fat all the time, too.
Okay, and the omega-6.
Omega-6 would be good for your skin, yep.
And I get that at a health food store?
Sure, you can. Mm-hmm. Yep. Chiropractor or health food
it's
store.
It's called omega 6 or it's called.
No, you don't want just omega 6. You want you want GLA. That's
GLA.
The. Yeah.
Called gamma linoleic acid. GLA.
GLA.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Barb. Call.
Should we take another call?
Sure. Might as well.
Rod, welcome to the show.
Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are your ladies all doing?
We're doing great. And yourself?
Oh, just outstanding.
Oh, wonderful.
Are you all grilling or something?
That's what I'm visualizing.
Well, you know,
I'm so happy.
I have dreams of said grill. I ordered up actually some mushroom Swiss buns from the Great Harvest Bakery to pick up tomorrow. And then you put a hamburger on that. And, oh, I'm telling you, you are in heaven.
So do you have a question for us today?
I do. We have the 4th of July coming up because somebody answered a question I had earlier. But with the 4th of July coming up, of course, that means bratwurst and all those other kind of wiener-type things.
Mm-hmm.
What...
So what are we looking for a good quality, right? Is that what you're looking for?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, yeah. While taste is important, I mean, you can make anything pretty much taste great if you drink enough beer.
Well, there you go.
Well, I'm going to give you my answer because I go to the St. Paul Farmers Market, and those people there, they have great brats. You know, you can have pork or beef or chicken or turkey brats, and they have no chemicals, no MSG, no nitrates, and they are wonderful tasting, and they grill up great. I don't know. That's my answer. Anybody else have a better answer than that?
I think that's a great answer.
I think that's the one to go with, yep.
You know, and again, you can find those in the food co-ops and some of the other grocery stores, but you want to find something that has nitrate-free and chemical-free, and
yeah,
just
that's
enjoy.
The huge
it's great.
Thing, right? No MSG.
So thanks for the call. Have a great day.
Okay, well, it's time for a break, but I want to alert listeners if you have missed a show because of your busy summer schedule, you can go to our website, weightandwellness.com, click on radio show, and listen at your convenience. We'll be right back with Dishing Up Nutrition.
If you're like me, you try to eat right, but the definition of healthy eating seems like a moving target. Should I eat low carb or low fat? The eggs and butter raise my cholesterol. Is coffee good after all? Don't rely on sound bites and infomercials for something as important as your health. You deserve recommendations based on biochemistry. Nutritional Weight and Wellness is offering FM 107 listeners a complimentary e-newsletter that is chock full of nutrition, information, and tips. The Weight and Wellness Way newsletter provides sound information and practical strategies from a nutritionist's perspective. Learn a natural approach to healthy eating based on real whole foods you buy at the grocery store. All this, and best of all, it's free. To subscribe to this complimentary Weight and Wellness Way e-newsletter, go to weightandwellness.com and enter your email address. Then watch your inbox every month for nutrition news and special offers that will help you look and feel your best. For information on other services at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, call 651-699-3438. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
Woke up early this morning around 4 a.m. with the moon shining bright as headlights on the interstate. I pulled the covers over my head and tried to catch some sleep. But thoughts of us kept keeping
Well, welcome
me
back
away.
To Dishing Up Nutrition. You know, if you are struggling with a health problem or you want to lose a few pounds or even a lot of pounds, reduce your cholesterol. Bring down your blood sugars, then I think the perfect answer is a Weight and Wellness class series. And again, our Weight and Wellness class series are starting this next week in June. And, you know, we have them in your neighborhood now.
Yes, we do. Many convenient locations. We have White Bear Lake, Wayzata, St. Paul. And the thing that I love about our classes, Dar, is we have so much fun. We have wonderful interactive time at these classes. It'd be a great healthy thing for you to do to start the summer. And if you want more information on our wonderful classes, where, like I said, we just have so much fun, call our office. Very informal setting. You can ask any question you want. Nobody gets embarrassed. call our office at 651-699-3438 or check out our website, weightandandwellness.com, and just click on the schedule classes.
So, you know, a lot of times we see mothers and daughters or mothers and sons now. Kids are back from college and they're suddenly realizing,
perfect,
I got to learn how to eat. I don't know what I'm doing there, and I've gained a lot of weight, or I feel awful, or my acne is broken out. And so then they come to classes together and they really enjoy it.
Exactly. Or I have an aunt actually that's bringing her niece to our White Bear class, and she's going to be her coach for the summer. It's just real exciting.
It is. That's great.
Yeah, it's really fun. So
we have some more callers, I know.
Yes, we do. We'll take this actually is Therese. Therese, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
So I have a question. I have eaten ground beef or whatever, but I've gotten away from roast and steak and things like that recently, and I do find that if I try and eat those things now, the meat just kind of sits in my stomach and won't digest. And I'm just kind of wondering, how long will it take for that to start to be able to digest easily again? And then is there anything I can do to help it?
Well, you know, biochemically, what happens when people are not eating meat frequently enough, they tend not to make their own hydrochloric acid. And so then their digestion isn't quite as good as it normally would be if you were eating it all the time. So either in the process of eating more beef, or more meat, actually, you will start building up your own hydrochloric acid. But temporarily, you could do a digestive enzyme with hydrochloric acid, and that would work perfectly. And then you won't have any problems when you are eating steak. It'll work really great.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Therese. Thank you for calling the show.
You know, everybody, I like to tell people that sometimes I think I say, beef is a must.
Yes.
Well, it is for some people.
It is, absolutely.
Yeah, in fact, I'm having a flashback of that vegan client a couple months ago that you turned into a beef eater right before my eyes. And I think you did it all within, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes.
And we know that in about two or three weeks when she came back, she was feeling great. And her immune system was better. Her acne was clearing. I mean, she could not believe the change in her health. Her thoughts were better. Everything was much better. So
nature's multivitamin.
There we go. There we go. And you're absolutely right. And I have some data right here. According to an updated analysis of the continuing survey of food intake by individuals, 38% of American adults are not meeting the recommended intake for zinc, which is absolutely important for skin and your client's health that you're talking about. So that's the connection between eating beef and getting her skin healthy. And as Cassie already told us, just a small amount, 3 ounces, the size of a deck of cards, serving of beef contains 39% of your daily needs for zinc.
That's almost 40%, isn't it?
It is.
It's a lot. I'm thinking of my brother right now because he usually eats, I don't know, maybe 8 to 9 ounces of beef at any one meal. And he usually eats it for lunch and dinner.
Wow.
He's having no problem getting zinc. No.
So how's his metabolism and how's his health?
Yeah, he's, you know, and I eat my beef, but he's always been the healthier of the two of us. Very healthy guy. And I was sharing with you gals before we came on the radio that he can eat like no other, and he is just a nice, tall, slender guy. So high metabolism.
Well, that's the reason then to start eating more beef, isn't it?
I'm going to start eating more.
But again, we do eat more grass-fed, organic type of beef, that's for sure. Wow,
well,
our
I just
show
think
I can't believe it's over.
It's so refreshing to realize a small amount of beef, a beef patty or a steak or a couple slices of beef roast will help us fight off viruses and speed up our metabolism.
And Cassie, thank you for being here. And remember, beef is the magic within you.
And it tastes great.